Have you stepped out of a boat lately? God may be calling you out onto the water. If you're not familiar, Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples, stepped out of a boat and walked on water to meet Jesus. He was doing great until he looked down at the waves. Don't look down, eyes on Jesus. With his miraculous experience, our faith can be challenged in the same way. If our eyes are on Jesus and he is calling us out, then do we have the faith to water walk and move toward him no matter what may surround us? God is calling us to move. Jesus gave us all the great commission of go and tell the world about me. These are action words that require a response of obedience in our everyday life. How are we responding? You have a mission and purpose as a soldier in the army of the Lord. Ready yourself by abiding in Jesus. Daily battles require obedience. As we move through this life, our destinations often lead us to choices that require stepping out of the boat or doing things that don't make sense. That's been the great adventure for me and my family. Following Jesus leads you to do things only he can do through you. It's supernatural. Today, I'm focusing on forgiveness. Now, I know that doesn't really sound like a destination, but it is definitely something we have to move through in obedience by the grace of God. Maybe God is calling you to step out of that comfortable boat of anger and bitterness to the waters of trust and freedom. This is not easy when wounds and hurts go deep. The lie is that we are justified to stay in our anger. We are not. Can we be angry and hurt? Of course, that's natural. But it's that anger, if left to stir and mull in our hearts and minds, that leads to sin. Ephesians 4:26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Our flesh, when hurt, wants to carry that hurt and not let it go. It feels right when, in fact, it holds your heart captive to bitterness and unforgiveness. To get angry is a natural response, but if we dwell in it and don't forgive, we talk about it, we nurse it, and give it a nice warm place in our heart to grow until it becomes so big, we often can't even remember at times what the root cause of it was in the first place. Let it go. We are given a guide in that when we are angry or hurt, we must lay it down and trust it to Jesus. This active step of obedience to God has nothing to do with the person who caused the hurt that led to your anger. Forgiveness is not dependent on an apology. We pray about it. We go to the person who hurt us. We speak truth in love. And in some cases, we may never get an apology. Leave it all at the cross. You weren't meant to carry it. Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Peace in your heart for tomorrow may mean moving through forgiveness today. Take the steps of speaking truth in love with a brother or sister. Ask God to heal the hurt that may be deep in your heart. If an apology never comes, extend the grace and forgiveness extended to you through Jesus. Only through that grace can we step out into the waters of faith and trust God with our deepest hurts and pains. That's the truth. If you need help taking steps of forgiveness, ask someone who loves Jesus and follows after him to help you. You don't have to walk it alone, but it may be the boat God is calling you to step out of today. I'm Lori Klein.